This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is collective flow, and how it relates to peak team synergy? The state where a team clicks so completely that great work feels effortless. In short, team synergy is what happens when a group communicates and collaborates so well that their combined output consistently surpasses what any one of them could produce working alone. Collective flow is the peak expression of team synergy, a state of shared focus and momentum that lifts performance beyond individual effort. It does not happen by accident. It emerges from trust, clarity, and consistent communication habits built over time. You can create the conditions for collective flow, even if you can't manufacture the state itself. Definition: collective flow is a state in which every member of a team is simultaneously fully engaged, working in natural rhythm with one another, and contributing to a shared momentum that produces results none of them could reach individually. Introduction. You have probably been in one of those meetings where everything drags. People talk past each other, energy drains away, and the hour ends with nothing decided. Then, if you're lucky, you've also been in the other kind where a team hits a rhythm so natural and complete that the work practically moves itself. That second experience has a name. It is called collective flow, and it is what team synergy looks like when it reaches its highest point. Most people recognize collective flow when they are inside it, but they rarely understand what created it or how to return to it. They chalk it up to luck, or to a particular project, or to the energy of one inspiring leader. The truth of it is more grounded than that, and more learnable. In this article, I will explain exactly what collective flow means, how it connects to strong team synergy, what it looks and feels like in practice, and what gets in the way. If you want to explore the broader foundations of what makes teams cohere, the psychology behind high synergy teams is worth your time alongside this one. What team synergy actually means. Team synergy is the condition where a group of people produces results that are genuinely greater than the sum of their individual contributions. That is not just motivational language. It is observable. When synergy is present, decisions come faster, communication flows cleanly, and problems get solved before they escalate. People pick up what others put down. Information moves without friction. The group functions less like a collection of individuals and more like a single, adaptive system. Picture a product team facing a tight deadline. The designer flags a problem before the developer encounters it. The developer adjusts without being asked. The project lead senses the shift in pace and clears a blocker that nobody has even named yet. Nobody holds a special meeting. Nobody drafts a formal escalation. The work moves because the team is paying attention to each other as much as they are paying attention to the task. That is what synergy looks like when it is healthy. It is not harmony for harmony's sake. It is a state of active, mutual coordination that makes the whole group stronger. Understanding what psychological safety means for your team is one of the most direct paths toward building this kind of coordination. Why team synergy matters for performance. Here is the hard truth: most teams are capable of far more than they ever produce. Not because the individuals are lacking, but because the connection between them is weak. When synergy is absent, the costs are real and they compound daily. Lost momentum from poor communication. When people operate in silos or hesitate to speak up, decisions slow, errors repeat, and the whole team pays the price in time and energy. Creative work suffers. Teams with low synergy rarely reach the kind of shared thinking that produces genuinely original ideas. The link between team synergy and creativity shows how directly these two things are connected. Conflict becomes corrosive. Every team experiences friction. The difference is whether the team has the trust and communication skills to resolve it cleanly. Without synergy, small tensions harden into division. People disengage. When someone feels like they are working in isolation rather than as part of something coherent, the commitment fades. The best people leave first. Collective flow becomes impossible. You cannot reach peak performance as a team if the basic conditions for collaboration are not in place. Flow requires a foundation that only synergy can build. In my experience, the teams that struggle most are really struggling because of skill gaps. They are struggling because the communication between people has frayed and nobody has addressed it directly. The gap between a team that functions and a team that flourishes is almost always a matter of connection, not capability. The key characteristics of team synergy in action. You know team synergy is working when you see these signs consistently, not just on good days. Number 1. Frictionless information sharing. People do not hoard knowledge or wait to be asked. They share what is relevant, where it is relevant, because they trust that the team will use it well. There is no sense that information is power to be protected. Number 2. Voluntary role flexibility. When something falls outside someone's formal responsibilities, but needs doing, they pick it up without complaint or negotiation. The team's success matters more than protecting individual turf. You see this most clearly under pressure. Number 3. Productive, fast disagreement. High synergy teams argue. They argue well, and they argue briefly. Differences of opinion surface quickly, get addressed directly, and resolve cleanly, because the trust between people is strong enough to hold the tension. Emotional intelligence plays a central role in making this kind of disagreement possible without leaving damage behind. Number 4. Shared awareness of the whole. Each person understands not just their own task, but the state of the wider project. They can see how their piece connects to everyone else's. This shared picture means fewer surprises and faster recovery when something goes wrong. Number 5. Consistent feedback culture. People give and receive feedback as a normal part of working together, not as a formal event reserved for performance reviews. The team improves continuously because honesty flows both ways. If this is something your team is still building, learning how to give feedback that strengthens rather than breaks synergy is a practical next step. These 5 characteristics add up to something specific: a team where communication is a living, active practice rather than a formality. That is the ground from which collective flow can grow. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Common misconceptions about team synergy. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about team synergy. Misconception. Team synergy means everyone gets along and agrees. The truth. Synergy is not about harmony or consensus. The highest synergy teams I have worked with disagreed often, and sometimes loudly. What made them different was that the disagreement was direct, respectful, and resolved. Agreement that comes from avoidance is not synergy. It is suppression, and it eventually cracks under pressure. Misconception. Collective flow and team synergy are the same thing. The truth. They are related, but not identical. Team synergy is the ongoing state of effective collaboration. Collective flow is a peak experience that emerges from that state. Think of synergy as the climate and flow as the weather. You build the climate through consistent habits of communication and trust. Flow arrives when the conditions are right. You can have strong synergy without hitting flow every day. You cannot hit flow without synergy underneath it. Misconception. Synergy is a personality match. Some teams have it naturally, and others never will. The truth. Synergy is a practice, not a gift. I have watched teams with wildly different personalities build genuine cohesion through clear communication, shared accountability, and the kind of repair work that follows conflict honestly. Rebuilding trust between departments is hard, but it is learnable work. The teams that wait for chemistry to appear naturally are the ones still waiting years later. The short version: synergy is built, not found, and collective flow follows from that building. Team synergy in real situations. Here is what team synergy looks like when it is, and is not, present. A software team I worked with had strong individual talent, but almost no shared rhythm. Developers held the work close until it was finished, designers found out about changes at the last minute, and the lead was always the last to know about problems. Each person was skilled. The team was slow, strained, and chronically behind. Once they committed to daily 5-minute check-ins and a simple norm of flagging problems early, the pace changed within weeks. Not because the work changed, but because the connection between people did. A community healthcare team provides a different example. 7 people, different disciplines, serving the same group of patients. At their best, they moved with a kind of quiet, practiced ease. A nurse would note something in passing. A social worker would pick it up by afternoon. A GP would have context before the next appointment. Nobody orchestrated this. It emerged from years of communication habits built deliberately. That is collective flow operating inside strong synergy. You can find more on sustaining this kind of coordination in complex environments in Advanced Communication Strategies for Team Synergy. A leadership team without synergy shows the most visible cost. When the people at the top do not communicate honestly with one another, That fracture travels down through every layer below them. People take sides, information gets filtered, and the organization moves at the speed of distrust. What these scenarios share is this: the quality of the communication between people determines the quality of everything the team produces. Key takeaways. Here's what matters most about team synergy and collective flow. Collective flow is not luck. It is the product of deliberate practice. You build the conditions, and flow becomes more available to you. Start with trust, role clarity, and honest communication. Synergy is visible. You can observe it in how information moves, how conflict resolves, and how people step up without being asked. Look for these signs in your team right now. The absence of synergy always has a cost. Slower decisions, weaker ideas, higher turnover. If your team is struggling, the first question to ask is about communication, not capability. Misconceptions about synergy keep teams stuck. If you're waiting for natural chemistry or hoping everyone will just get along, you're waiting for something that will not come on its own. Build it. Feedback is the engine. Teams that exchange honest, timely feedback continuously are the teams that sustain synergy over time. Without it, small misalignments grow into real ruptures. If you want to go further, the most practical next step is to look honestly at where communication breaks down in your team and address it directly. Building collective flow is a long game, and it starts with the conversation you've been putting off. Frequently asked questions. What is collective flow in a team? Collective flow is a state of deep, shared focus where every team member is fully engaged and working in natural rhythm with one another. It goes beyond individual performance. The group operates as one connected system, producing results that feel almost effortless and far exceed what each person could achieve alone. How does collective flow relate to team synergy? Collective flow is what team synergy looks like at its peak. When synergy is strong, the conditions exist for flow to merge: clear roles, mutual trust, open communication, and a shared sense of purpose. Synergy builds the foundation. Collective flow is the reward that comes when that foundation holds. What does collective flow feel like in the workplace? It feels like every conversation lands cleanly, every decision comes quickly, and every person knows what to do without being told. There is a sense of momentum and shared confidence. Work that normally feels heavy becomes light, and the team produces its best output without burning out in the process. Can you build collective flow deliberately? You cannot force collective flow, but you can create the conditions that make it far more likely. Invest in psychological safety, role clarity, and consistent communication rhythms. Teams that practice open feedback and genuine trust find themselves entering flow states more often and sustaining them for longer. What breaks collective flow in a team? Unclear expectations, unresolved conflict, and poor communication habits are the most common disruptors. When one person withholds information, when roles overlap without agreement, or when trust is broken and not repaired, the shared rhythm collapses. Rebuilding it requires direct communication and a deliberate return to the behaviors that created it. Is collective flow the same as being a high-performing team? Not exactly. High performance is about consistent output over time. Collective flow is an elevated state within high performance, a specific experience where everything clicks simultaneously. Not every high-performing team enters flow regularly, but teams that do tend to produce their most creative and impactful work during those periods. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.